And we're delighted to welcome the new principal at Jackson High School, Monica Pierce, to the program. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning, Greg.
How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
Well, tell us about Monica Pierce. What do we need to know?
Okay. So I'm excited to be the new head principal at Jackson High School. I am pretty much a Jackson native. Grew up around here, went to Jackson High School, graduated in 94. And I was the associate principal at Parkside for a little while before transitioning to Jackson High. And my children have always been JPS. And I love being in the district. And I'm excited about this year.
So tell us about your years when you went to school at Jackson High.
I was at Jackson High School, and my favorite teacher would have been Mrs. Pitts. Okay. So those were the greatest memories while I was there. And after graduation, I went on to Jackson College and Michigan State. So I was able to take the things that I was taught at Jackson High School into the post-secondary arena.
Why did you decide to go into education?
Mrs. Pitts was very, she was an important factor in that decision. When I was in her class, she not only was firm and had high expectations, but she also cared about my life outside of the classroom and made a point to make me know that she did. So I wanted to be able to influence other young people in that same manner, so I chose education.
So are you a singer then?
I sing a little bit, but I would not call myself a singer.
So no singing today?
Not today.
So first of all, you've got big shoes to fill with mm-hmm. Barb Baird.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mrs. Pauley did a great job all the years that I worked under her and on side by side. So, yes, I would say that I do have big shoes to fill, but I know that we have a great team of teachers and staff at Jackson High, so I know that it can be done.
What did you learn from her?
I learned that you have to care about your staff as people. Everyone, they have families, and they're not just someone who works for you, but you have to be understanding and to teach students that they need to experience high school, not just get through it.
So what's Monica, what's your vision as you take over at Jackson High?
I have always wanted to ensure that young people have opportunities outside of Jackson to see the world, so they know that they have many opportunities, and sometimes being in a smaller town, they are not able to see that. That's what I noticed when I was in the classroom. So I just want to continue to build relationships with our students and staff in our community to provide opportunities for the students to be successful in whatever they choose to do after Jackson High.
And there's a lot of success that comes out of that building, right?
Oh, yes. Yes. We have a ton of success stories. We have students who go into professional photography, students who go on to U of M. We just had a student graduate, and he's in neuroscience. He just came back, and he's trying to figure out what he can do to give back to our community. I just had a student who graduated in cosmetology, and he also wants to give back to our students and staff with discounts at his place of business. So we have a ton of success stories in all different avenues.
You've been heavily, I think, involved in curriculum. Talk about the curriculum at Jackson High and how that prepares students.
So we have a vast array of AP classes that we offer to students that allow them to take the class and earn college credit. We have our JCEC, our early college program, where students can earn college credit while they're attending Jackson High School and also continue after their senior year and continue to earn that credit to have an associate's degree. We have classes that are for the struggling learners. There are two teachers in the class, so we do our pacing guides to make sure that we're speaking to all students who enter the high school to ensure success.
So what's the job description for a principal? Because it changes for you now, doesn't it?
It does. I would say they said over in the other office that I'm the maestro, I would say, of the building.
Yeah.
The caregiver. So my job is to not only ensure the safety of the students and that they're progressing academically, but also to help our staff members grow professionally. So that's in a nutshell.
Talk about safety. That's a big issue these days mm-hmm. in public school.
I think that our new bond that we have coming, we have different things with our safe and secure entryways that we're putting in place, and we are always prepared in terms of drills for our students so they all know and our staff know what's going on. Just being transparent and communicating with our parents, staff, and our community about what's happening and our procedures that we take to ensure safety is important.
How about a parental involvement? How important is that?
That's very important. At the high school level, sometimes parents feel that they need to disconnect a little because they're trying to have that transition before college. And at the middle school level, when I was the associate, we had a parent group called PAVE, and I had a strong presence. So I decided when I transitioned to the high school that it would be helpful to have those parents stay involved. So we created a parent network. So at Jackson High School, we have a parent network that is strong. They take care of our teachers in terms of teacher appreciation. We have class dinners, and they help sponsor those. They sell class shirts, class trips. They chaperone dances. We have a great parent group at Jackson Public Schools.
Well, that's critical, isn't it?
Yes, very, very critical. They're very much involved.
So, talk about athletics. Are you a sports fan?
I am. I used to play basketball and volleyball, and my children are involved in athletics, and I think it's a great way to connect our community and our students because everyone has a talent in some area. So we have our football teams and our volleyball teams and golf who have gotten started, and we have our Pink Viking game coming up on September 13th and our homecoming on October 11th. So I'm very much involved in our athletics.
You don't go out to practice, do you?
I don't go to practice, but it probably wouldn't hurt.
So talk about the construction going on over there right now.
So the construction that we have is in our parking area on the west side. That area is closed off. The former student parking is no longer on the west side. It will now be on the east side of the building, along with our bus loop and staff parking. There will be some staff parking over there also. So the west side is not accessible for anyone. So we need to make sure everyone is just going to the east side by the Circle Drive to enter.
Will there be construction continuing?
The construction will continue on the west side until April of 2021, when we are going to have our new aquatic center in place at that time.
So you're excited.
I am very excited.
Are you nervous?
I believe that being nervous is a good thing because I want to do a great job. So, yes, I am a little nervous, but in a good way, if I can say it that.
You guys start next week?
We do. So the teachers come back on Monday and the students come back on Wednesday for a half day. Their first day is a half day.
How about the faculty at Jackson High? It's always been top shelf.
Top shelf. I was part of the staff, and so there are quite a few people that I used to work with as a teacher, and now I am working with them in a different capacity, but they are great. I mean, fabulous. Very supportive, and they do a great job with our students. They're willing to go above and beyond to make sure that all students find success.
Is this, Monica, your dream job?
It is, because my passion is to work with young people, and I've been in the Jackson community for so long, and I love to make sure that they're receiving the opportunities and the education that they need. So this, I would say, is my dream job because I get to be around them and with them and help teachers grow in their profession.
Well, good luck. We always a lot of challenges through the year. I'm sure we'll be talking to you about those.
Yes, yes. Yeah, but I'm excited, again, with the challenges and successes. I'm sure it's going to be a great year because every day is a great day to be a Viking.
We let Jeff Beal listen to this. Superintendent is also here. And Jeff, exciting for Jackson High.
It is. We always talk about believe the hype. It is that kind of crazy year right now where we are getting calls all the time. We're filling up classes. I know we've got a bumper crop of kindergartners coming in, so we're super excited about that.
And then some good numbers.
Well, we'll see. You know, right now I'm encouraged.
You must count heads, don't you?
Oh, my gosh. on a daily basis, yeah. I count heads. Mary Jo is, you know, in session out at Hunt. That's our balanced calendar school, and I think I'm in touch with Mary Jo every day. She kind of gets a little nervous when we walk in the door because, of course, what do we want to know? We want to know where we're at, on a daily basis, just just to kind of make sure. And kids are enrolling every day. She put three new students in yesterday. It's it is by far our most sought after elementary school. It's so we have the best retention rates for students and the best retention rates for staff there. It's a great place to be.
How is the construction? You know, we've got buildings going up, coming down.
So we don't have any buildings coming down today, but we do. Yeah. We are pushing dirt on three different sites right now. So they are they're working over at Northeast, and they will be done there by the end of October. And then we are starting construction. We've been working at Jackson High all summer long. We've created about 90 new student parking spots on the east side, and you need to access that from the access drive down by the football field, softball field, baseball field area. You can get there off of Stewart Street. But that's because the new aquatic center is going to go in the west parking lot. That addition is where that's going to sit. As Monica said, that's about an 18-month construction. The fences are up because that parking lot's not going to be safe here for very long. We're going to start doing core samples into the parking lot to make sure that we don't accidentally do something when they start digging into that.
Does the parking change over there?
It will. You know, again, there's about 45 spots that are going to go away associated with where the new aquatic center is going to be, but we added 90 spots on the other end of the building, so you know, plus 45 for the overall, and that should be really good. We created a new bus loop to try to separate again safety and security. How can I get our students away from vehicle traffic? How can I get our buses away from vehicle traffic? And so we can separate that out. It's just a nice way to kind of take a look at how folks approach and drive through our campus. You know, you can no longer drive from Wildwood through our campus and end up over on Stewart Street. So it's you know, it's something that we've been very intentional designed to try to slow traffic down while they're on campus and then try to direct traffic in and out of our facility.
Are you happy, Jeff, the way this has gone overall?
Yeah, no, I'm very pleased. I look at the construction over at Cascades, the brand new building we're working on, and they're pouring footings on that site. They have been for several weeks now, and so you're going to see that building will start to take shape very quickly. Again, it's about an 18-month construction project. I think we're going to have lots of ribbon cuttings in 2021. But I've got three sets of blueprints on my computer right now. That we're doing page turns on for Lincoln Elementary, for Hunt Elementary, and for Dibble Elementary. All of those projects are ready to go. And so I'm anticipating that really by Christmas time we'll be bidding those three jobs out. And as soon as I get those bid out, we'll be working on Parkside, Sharp Park, you know, the Bennett. So some of those other projects will roll into play.
What's your biggest concern heading into the...
You know, the biggest concern heading into the year is, still trying to make sure that we get the message out about all the great things that are happening within GPS. We really do believe that there is no better place in the county to get an education. I talk a lot to parents, and you know, we brag about our sciences and our maths, and lots of times I ask folks, I say, what are your son or your daughter? I have a niece that's, you know, a freshman, and what are you taking? Well, I'm taking science nine, and I go, okay, well, I got to be fair with you, at Jackson High, we don't take Science 9. We take biology, or we take chemistry, or we take physics, we take oceanography. We got lots of different advanced sciences. And so if you're looking for, you know, kind of that best in class or best in business, you really have to come to Jackson High School. It's an amazing place to learn. And so, you know, with all the great things going on with Monica, it's a nice thing. I do, you know, I wear a lot of hats. And so from an operational side, it's making sure we've got staff. I always have kind of three rules for the first day of school.
You're everywhere, aren't you?
I am everywhere. So for the first three, you know, you want to know what my primary is? The first day of school's coming, I have three rules. I need the buses to run on time. Can I get buses out? It does help. You know, if they don't run, I'm going to get a lot of phone calls. I need food service to feed kids. Because again, if the kids go home and they're hungry or they didn't get fed, parents give me a call and let me know that. And then I need the technology to turn on. You know, if the computers don't turn on, the teachers, it throws their world into a tailspin. And so I want to make sure we start off with a really good positive start to the school year for all of our our faculty and students. And so that's kind of my goal. If we can get out of the next week with those three things, I'm in good shape.
Fair to say, Jeff, the Monica selection was a no-brainer?
Oh, you know what? Monica was, without question, heads and tails above everybody else. She did amazing job coming in. The one thing I would tell you I really like about Monica is she doesn't see the box. We always think about outside of the box thinking, and Monica has got some ideas about how to bring community in and how to get our students out into the community, how to create different partnerships within the city and within the school district, and then beyond that, how to create different experiences for our students. And so I'm really pleased with the direction that Monica's going to take Jackson Public Schools. You know, she is that Jackson product. She is the JPS story. She graduated from Jackson in 94. She went to that college up in Lansing. We won't mention the name. But then she came back home. She taught for us. She was a principal in a couple buildings. And then obviously taking over Jackson High School, our flagship. You know, that right there is a job that's bigger than many superintendents around the county, if you think about it. She's got more than 100 staff members. She's got, you know, on any given day, there's 1,300-1,400 students that are interacting with her, and then all the responsibilities throughout the county. She is truly a leader in our county in education.
You know, that bond with the community, that is so important,
invaluable. You cannot put a price on that, without question.
And it wasn't that long ago that was not on the list.
I think it's foremost in our thoughts. You know, it's funny because we really took a look at what we could do, and we like to say Jackson Public Schools where community comes together, because we really wanted to be better neighbors. When I walked into the district, we wanted to make certain that Jackson Public Schools helped to serve our community, that Jackson Public Schools, you know, not just met the needs of our parents and our students, but that truly we helped to move Jackson, the city of Jackson, forward in our whole school district. You know, so we really took a look at what a market-driven school district would look like. How do we interact with business? How do we interact with opportunities for our kids to get onto shop floors, or our kids to explore careers? Right here in Jackson, we've got some wonderful employers. Whether you're in the manufacturing side or you're in the technical side, from Consumers Energy to Henry Ford Allegiance to Mackey and Tech and so on. I mean, there are so many opportunities with JAMA and whatnot to truly create, you know, a career here and a life here. And we want our kids to go to school here and come back and really add to the greater product of what Jackson is.
How quick is that summer?
We don't have a summer. It is all year, go, go, go. And that's the best part. I mean, if you really want to know, I love my job, because there is this ability to move from one thing to the next so quickly. You can't sit still and take time to focus on I'm going to get mired down in one thing. And then I'll tell you, the heaviest days, those days when the grind is kind of coming at you, you get up out of your desk, and Monica will find this too, you get up out of your desk and you go to the classrooms, and I can go to any number of buildings and sit down, and you can read with kindergartners, or you can ask kids about their learning, about what they're into, and you get a great respect for what's going on. Our teachers do some wonderful things, and so if you want to see great teaching, you want to see amazing learning, that's the best part of the job, without question.
It is fun when you see all the improvements.
Yeah, absolutely. There's, you know, you mentioned safety and security, and to see some of those things come to play. You know, we contracted with Compliance One. They are made up of ex-law enforcement, and they're coming in working. They're doing trainings with every building on safety and security, on new security protocols, on how we should respond in a crisis. And so we see a lot of those soft things come in. We've got a lot of technology training. I know everybody thinks teachers, you know, get the summer off, and I would tell you, if I look at where our teachers have been and what our teachers are doing, whether they're...
It's a short summer.
Oh, they're in working, I think, every week. And mm-hmm. then, you know, I've been seeing teachers for the last month in their classrooms, kind of prepping, kind of working through what do they want to do, kind of saying, okay, this is what I did last year, and this is what I'm going to do this year to make it that next step better. And so it's a lot of fun right now talking with folks.
It's tough, though. You got to be prepared for anything, right?
You know, I would say that's fair. We found that out, with the strike a couple weeks ago with the asphalt that was coming in, as we're trying to get the final touches on making sure that traffic can show up to Jackson High, and that our, you know, we're going to have football games here in another 2 weeks, and So, you know, we were, construction is kind of one of those things that throws a curveball at you. Fortunately, they were able to get in and finish that up. And so the asphalt was all laid and striped last week. And so we're ready for that. And now it's time for, you know, bring on the football season.
Well, good hire, Jeff. Let's just say that.
Yeah, without question. Monica is blue chip talent. She is a number one draft pick. I promise you, she could be a superintendent someday. There is no doubt in my mind.
Thanks for coming out, Monica.
Thank you.
Good luck. Have a great year.